welcome to the Special Edition Show. I am your host, Tracy Mahan, and I am having a little bit of fun tonight because I have a mystery phone number on here and I have to figure out which one is my guest. So I am in the process of figuring that out right now while we chat. So what I'm going to do while I'm waiting to find out which one is my guest on the line here is I am going to direct you guys over to the chat rooms. I have a Blog Talk chat room open, which I will be checking off and on, but I'm going to be truthful. It's not the best place to reach us. So I have to have a separate page open for the Blog Talk chat room. And so that means I have to go bounce back and forth. But I will do my best to do that as I'm navigating all these other areas. And then also over in Facebook, I have a Facebook chat room. That page is open for me the whole time. And that one is over at Heart and Soul Radio Chat. So if you get a chance to come over there and join us, please do. I did not get a chance to do a sound check before the show started. So if anyone in the chat room can let me know how I'm doing. Sorry, I'm reading a text as well. I'm going to start playing with answering a couple of these calls to see if I can find Julia here so you guys can all be entertained along with me while we find Julia on the line. Let me start here. Okay,
hi.
I'm opening up this phone line.
I am not your guest. I'm a caller.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
You were my best bet because you were the random number that was all ones. Okay, so I'm not sure. Sorry, you guys are going to hear me pause while I'm trying to figure this out with Julia. I am not sure that. Okay, Julia, if you can hear me, send me a text and let me know you can hear me. That way I know you're on the right link because I'm not sure why I'm not seeing you on the board. And also, if you called in on a, okay, you said you used the, all right, you guys. Hello, Tiffany, Kathy, Casey, and Debbie over in the chat room over on Facebook. Again, if one of you guys could let me know if I sound okay, you can hear me all right, that would be awesome. And I had sound problems last week. That's why I'm asking about the sound. I'm going to go over to this number. Hold on. Okay, 6393. Is this Julia?
Sorry, no.
Nope. Okay, thank you, hon. Okay, thank you, Casey, for letting me know my sound is good. And let me just see if Julia can hear me. The bad part about this, she probably called in several minutes ago. I could have been getting all kinds of gossip, and I'm not getting anything. Okay, so we have a great show lined up. Lots of you guys are fabulous with the calling. Okay, she cannot hear me, so she is not on my call list. Okay. So thank you guys all for being very patient with me as I'm multitasking here, but I really want to get Julia on the phone here with us. And so I'm going to see if she can call in and we'll get her going that way until we can figure out how to get her through the Blog Talk. Okay, so the good news is she can't hear what we're saying, so now it's perfect time for us to just kind of start talking about her. So, great minds think alike, by the way. I'm sending her a phone number to call in, and she's texting me. Should I just call in? So we'll get her on here, and hopefully that looks like the right number right there. Julia, do I have you?
I'm here.
Yay! Oh, I should have messaged you long before I did. So they've been entertained with me pausing and texting you. So,
well, wonderful.
I'm just so glad that we did get that connected. And guess what? It only took us a couple minutes. So it's not a big deal. I was telling them how to get to chat rooms. But everyone, I would like to introduce to you. I didn't get to do the big introduction because I was more concerned about getting you on the line. But I have Julia Cannon on my show. She is an amazing author, worldwide traveler, teacher, psychic, intuitive healer, energy worker, foot massager. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
Just throw anything in there.
Spider monkey trainer. Let's just see if she's fiddling around or if she's listening. Those are the kind of things that you do to your kids when you know they're not listening. You just kind of keep talking about really weird, random things. And you guys are going to hear me snap probably throughout the show because my six-month German Shepherd, who is now 81 pounds, and I cannot believe how big it's getting. It is his job, apparently, to chew on everything tonight when getting ready for the show, including the television cords. So I'm trying to keep an eye on him. So if you hear me snapping, I'm not snapping at Julia. Snapping at the dog. Well, I think. We'll see what Julia says. Oh, I love him. He's adorable, but he's huge and he can reach things that I'm used to my smaller dogs. And this one can reach things. And I'm like, I have the cat food sitting up high. And I'm like, man, them cats have been hungry lately.
Oh, and German Shepherds are so smart, too.
Oh, my gosh. He has figured it out, let me tell you. He's fun, but at the same time, it's like he knows when you want to just lay down and relax. And then it's like, here's the wet, soggy toy I've been chewing on. I'm going to put it right here in your face. So
yes, my gift to you. You can have my snuggly toy.
You tell your mommy, here's the teddy bear.
That's so sweet. Look how thoughtful.
Oh, my gosh. Kid you not, he just walked in here with a screwdriver. That is not even funny. I don't even know where he got it. Okay. Buddy, how about you lay down? Want to lay down? At some point, if I get a chance, I'll take a picture of him and put it in the chat room because it's my moose. I was hoping.
Yes, we all want to see him.
Yeah, he's like, what is he, 6.5 months old right now? And I'm like, I hope the fact that he's only 6 months old doesn't mean he's only half grown. Because he's, like I said, I'm used to my smaller dogs.
How big are his paws still in relation to him?
Oh, my gosh. Shall we go there? He's got big paws. Yeah. I was just looking at those yesterday, in fact, going, I don't think he's grown into these yet. So, all right. Well, I know that you guys didn't tune in to hear about my little giant German Shepherd buddy. But if you hear me randomly laugh, it's because of what he's doing. He is now chewing on a shoe. And I had to double take to make sure it was a shoe that nobody wears anymore. But I think we're good. So if we can keep him on the shoe, it's like pacifying a baby. It really is. And so...
Yeah.
All right. Jumping back in the chat room, I'm going to say hi to Valene, Beth, and Tiffany, and Jeff. I think the others were already here earlier. Everybody's in there saying hi. I don't know. Are you able to see the chat room while we do the show?
No, I'm not able to see anything.
Oh. Do you have your blinders on?
Yes, I do. I just have my phone in front of me.
Maybe you have
I can open this back up and see if it will bring anything up and look.
Yeah, that was weird. You were sitting there waiting for me to say hello, and I was sitting there waiting for you to show up. And that's a bummer. And you have a lot of people that are really ready to talk to you tonight too. That's why I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, I have no idea what number is yours, and there's like 15 on the floor. And I'm sitting there going, I could kind of go through them all, I guess. And you weren't on any of them, so that would have been entertaining.
No.
So when we were chatting the other day, and we made our cute little video, we were saying we were going to talk about Well, we're talking all about you, which means the audience. We're talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I have no idea what that means, so I'm just going to let you take off with that.
Hey, me either. That was your idea. So don't put it on me. That was your idea. Hey, you guys, see, this is what she does. She's evil. I want to tell you, she's evil, evil, evil. Don't even let her do this to you. This is what she does. She's
when
like,
she
oh,
says,
let's
hey,
do this.
Like
this will
be
so much
show.
Fun. And then she just does this. She goes, okay, this was your idea. Let's do what? What did you have in mind? It's like, No. No. No, we had lots of fun doing this. It is all good. No, we get into these really crazy. We just get in these really crazy brainstorms, and Tracy is fantastic for being a catalyst and an activator, and and a lot of other
so
things,
nice.
But.
I didn't say it. I know what you mean.
But yeah. Anyway.
Yes, I'm a catalyst.
Yes, you are. And, you know, and she's great at seeing other people's, I guess, I don't know, what would you call it? What do you call it? Probably what they're not doing, what they should be doing.
Yeah.
I wanted to say potential, but that's probably part of it. But it's probably more things than that. So
I'm the motivator, and I have somebody messaging me right now that I, you know, you're not the only victim of this catalyst.
Of the catalyst.
I have another. Yeah, that'll be my sign-in name, the catalyst. But.
There
I have another
go.
Gal that's messaging me right now because I was a guest speaker last night at a spiritualist church, and she's one of my friends, and she showed up, and she's already been given the message several times. It's time for her to get moving with what she's supposed to be doing. I said,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just going to sit here and let you not do it. So so we are planning on her coming over tomorrow, and we're just going to hustle her along with what she's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So,
well, see,
I'm
and that's
glad
probably
you don't
why,
live in my neighborhood.
That, there you go, yeah. And see, and that's probably why we're doing this talk and this, you know, the way we're doing it, because that probably relates to so many people just by doing this way.
Yeah.
Because how many of you out there can relate to this? You know, it's like you need to be motivated. You need to have someone you know, to do this to you. And that's why this is what we do for each other. It's like we see that in each other. It's like, hey, have you done this yet? In fact, that's the first thing she said to me the other day is like, where are you with this? And I'm like,
Hello, where are you?
Hello. And that's what she does to me all the time. And she keeps poking me, you know. It's like, and that's what we do for each other. And that's what we're here to do for all of you. It's like help remind you of who you are and what you're here for. And so how many of you needed that and need that constantly?
Yeah.
It's just like reminders, you know, have something you're supposed to be doing.
Here's one of the experiences I have with that is that, you know, I grew up in a big Catholic family. In fact, I was been reminded of that this weekend when we had a 50th anniversary party for my parents. And I got to be reminded of how big this Catholic family is. We had to rent a hall and set up a bunch of things and get ready, and probably had over 100 people there, and that was just part
uh-huh.
of the family. So you know, so a lot of the people that I'm surrounded by are not necessarily looking at the same things I'm looking at, or looking at them in the way I'm looking at them, or you know, their process is different than mine. And so when we can find like-minded people and form our groups, you know, that's helpful. But when you don't have that, sometimes it's hard to stay on task with what, you know, you feel like your purpose is. And for me, that's been a struggle off and on where it's like, okay, well, I really, you know, when I do the readings, when I do the hypnosis, when I do this work and I see somebody come in and they're like dragging their feet, and then they leave and they're skipping, you know, and it's just like a whole different person walks out of this room. That is a very blessed feeling to have. Like dogs. I don't even know where he got that giant stick, but he's tracking it against the wall, if you guys can hear it.
He'll have the whole yard and house in there eventually.
I think he's building a fort.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. It'll make sense by the time it's done.
Right. So anyways, you know, that's why I think that part of it is so important to me, is to be like, hey, you know what? Don't get lost in what other people want you to be. Don't get lost in, you know, the idea that, you know, all of us do have to pay bills. I do get that. But, you know, we're also, we need to support each other on the things that are exciting and passionate for us, because it's a big part of why we're here. If you're passionate about it, there's probably a reason why.
Yes, exactly.
What are you passionate about, Julia?
Yeah, somebody just asked me that yesterday, and I was like, whoa, you know, that was an interesting way to put it, and it makes you stop on your tracks. It's like, oh, you know, it's so much easier just to go day by day and hour by hour and minute by minute and just go through your rut and not think about it and just go through your day-to-day activities and not think about passion. You know, and just go through your bills and all your the things that you normally do and not. But when somebody says, "What are you passionate about?" and it's like, "Oh, whoa, oh my God, oh, I lost track of that."
Somebody,
oh my goodness. Oh,
somebody
prepped
you for the show today. That's awesome. Did you have an answer?
Oh. Yes, I did when I thought about it. Like, oh. Yeah, I'm passionate about teaching and about helping others to realize what they're passionate about and to see who they really are. And, you know, and those kind of things, it's like, it's all about, it's all about, I love to help people, you know, it's all about who we really are, you know, and I love it when we get to that. It's not who you think you are. It's who we really are. And that's when my juices start flowing. It's like, we are great and powerful beings. You know, that kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah.
I had to think about that.
Yeah.
For me, it was like an overnight quest to figure out who am I when I'm not mom and, you know, hypnotherapist and bill payer and employee and, you know, the list went on and on. It's like, who are you when you're not those things? And it's like, I did get an answer, though, so that was good. But it does make you think. I am love. That was my answer.
Yeah.
When I really settled down and I moved into what am I when I'm not Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm not the roles that Tracy plays, what am I? Then I just got filled with this overwhelming rush of love. And I was like, oh, that's got to be my answer then. And if it's not, don't tell me, because I liked it.
Well, absolutely. Well, and that is what we are at our core.
Yeah.
You know, that's our true essence. Absolutely. And that's cool. Because that was your question. What am I when I'm not this? What am I when you take all this other stuff away? Well, that is the answer. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful that you got to feel it. So,
it came in as a feeling and a knowing of what am I. And here's another thing with the holidays coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many of you guys got the pleasure of watching, you know, I get on the social media to make my posts and I thumb through and play a little bit. And there was a few Black Friday posts in there of people rushing the door and trampling each other, and poor little, like, 5 or 6-year-old little boy got, you know, his mom was desperately trying to keep him up off the ground because she knew the hundreds of people behind him would stomp all over him. And she was struggling to keep her kid out of danger. And at the same time, trying to get ahead of everyone else. It was quite a show. And I was just sitting there thinking, look at the risk you're willing to take. It's just stuff. It's just things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's just a thing, you know, and so that's been a big message this year, too, for people. You know, I get people that will call me and ask, what about the house? What does Dad or Mom want me to do with their house? And, you know, how do we split up the money? And what do they want us to do? And it's like, it's just a thing. They really don't care. Once we leave these bodies, we do not care. And so it's just a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, this time of year is always a good time to just recalibrate my priorities. You know, it's like I see people that go to work, and me included, you know, I'd been on that cycle, and I hope that and hope and pray that I do not end up on that cycle again where I'm working the 9-to-5 job, and then I was working a second job, you know, doing the single mom thing, all so that we could have stuff, things.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, so thinking back on that, do you kids remember the stuff and things that I bought over the years for you? Or, you know, I shifted that a long time ago. Well, back in 2012 was my biggest shift with that, where I decided memories were way more important. So we took a trip to Hawaii instead, or we, you know, we did things together as a family versus buying a bunch of things. And it just really changed my perspective, because we can look at those pictures and we all have stories to tell. And if I said, do you guys remember that trip to Maui in 2012? They're going to say, yeah. But if I say, hey, do you remember what I put under the Christmas tree in 2012? Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, so I haven't got everything figured out, but I do want people to think about things like that. It is, it's just stuff, and you can't take it with you. So there's my soapbox Christmas moment. You know, I'm still going to buy gifts for people and all of that, but that's, it's not going to be something that puts me in a 4 a.m. wake-up call to be at the mall to get all the Black Friday stuff and be trampled. It's not worth it. I know some people do it just for the experience, but I don't get it.
I don't either. And I don't like crowds. So
I guess that's probably the highly sensitive empath that we are. I do not like the mall. My son was telling me the other day, he goes, women just love shopping and love the mall. And I'm like, what women? And he's like, every girl I know. And I said, do you know me? Because when was the last time you saw me in a mall? I just don't know. I love Amazon. Amazon.com, that's my friend.
I'm right there with you, girl. Prime membership, and they know right to my door.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, and Casey's in there saying, I agree with the stuff. I tell my kids it's just stuff, and it is. And you guys, I want to hear about what you guys are passionate about. So we got the chat rooms open, and I will I'm gonna come over and say hi to all. We got a bunch of people in both chat rooms, so that's going to be my challenge, because I'm not just hosting the show, but I'm running two chat rooms and watching the call lines. So,
goodness.
And Buddy, the dog.
You are talented, girl.
I'm spinning a plate on a stick. So, yes, that is me at the circus spinning the plates on sticks. That's how I feel right now.
You can do it. You can do it. You're so good.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. So the Blog Talk chat room's happy that you made it to the show. Sarah Angel is, I am passionate to heal and show that what love is, and also how gifted we are. We are all gifted. Everybody is gifted.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That was part of my message last night at the service was, you know, I personally feel like I am an example that everyone on the planet can do it, you know, because there was nothing different about me than anyone else. You know, I didn't fall and hit my head. I didn't have a near-death experience. I didn't have anything happen to me. I just had a desire, and I went after it and was able to keep evolving it. And so I'm here to tell you guys can do it. If you want to be more intuitive, if you want to be more psychic, there's ways to, it's like working out at the gym, you know, you got to work the muscles.
Exactly. That's what I compare it to all the time. It's just like being working in a gym. It's a muscle, just like all your other muscles, and you just have to keep allowing and working with it. It's not something that you develop overnight. You keep working with it, and the big thing is you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and you allow it, and you just keep working with it.
Yeah, and we're gonna work out Julia's muscle here in the second half of the show because she likes stepping out of the box.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Love it.
And I think we have some people in the chat room. I'm going to show this to my son that not all women like shopping. Not everybody likes the mall.
No.
Even if he gave me a loaded credit card and said, here, you spend whatever you want, I'd be like, oh, please don't take me to that mall. I don't want to go. Yeah, I might still sit down and play online and shop that way. But I'm also, and I don't know if this is a Capricorn thing, it might be, but I'm very, I'm a realist, I guess, or whatever. So I maybe it's in that five languages of love. If you get me a gift that I can use, that's awesome. If you get me a gift that's going to be kind of like just sitting there and be like, well, that was pretty, okay. Yeah. But, you know, I find myself being challenged that when I do go gift shopping for other people, that I want to get them something functional. And that I have to remind myself that not everybody wants something functional. That's my thing. So it's like, oh, what a nice vacuum. Thank you, Tracy. You're welcome. Isn't that awesome? Look at all the buttons.
Yeah.
I think I must have had a lot of lifetimes as a man. I don't know. Let me get you a crock pot for Christmas. You can cook me something.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember when I was, I think I was in college, or maybe it was somewhere right in there. Maybe it wasn't in college, but it was like right after college. The first time I got a functional gift, and I remember I felt so grown up. It's like, oh, I'm not seen as a child anymore. It's like I got my first, it's probably from my mother or something, but I got a functional gift. It's like, oh, they see me as an adult. Oh, wow. This is so cool.
Mm-hmm. You can see. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Functional can be fun. Just stop. No.
Yes.
That's good. Oh, my gosh. Oh, good. I'm not the only practical one, and neither are you. We got some.
No.
Casey says she's practical, too. So that's good. If it's not useful, I don't want to give it. Yeah, or receive it.
Oh, I got a toolkit last year, and I thought that was my favorite gift.
Oh.
Isn't that a geeky gift?
I would love it. You know, I went.
Yeah,
my,
I love
my
it.
Oldest son, my oldest son went. He works for a tire company out here, and he does, like, the brakes and alignment, and he had to get some tools. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I want to set up a box like this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drooling on his toolbox and stuff. So, I get it. And, you know, I have my kids as much as possible work on their own cars so that they learn. And, I mean, today's YouTube, you just go and watch. What do you want to do? You want to put in a new clutch? Go watch a video. So
exactly.
So they have, and they've been working on their cars. And I grew up on a farm, so hammers, nails, wrenches, whatever. Work on cars, change tires. Unfortunately, some other dirty work too. But you know, it's I'm not foreign to it, and I'm.
Exactly, we're not afraid of it.
We're not. Yeah. Julie and I, we can come fix your car.
That's right. And we can take it
apart. I'm not sure if we can put it back together, but we could definitely get that baby apart for you.
That's right, exactly. Cars and our whole family, let's see, when we moved up here, we built the house that we lived in. So I built a house. And then, I can drive now.
Yeah. You know what? And there's something to that because I don't know, in Arkansas they do this, but they take like aerial shots. I remember growing up, there'd be a guy in the neighborhood. I don't know. He would fly over the homes and the farms and stuff, and he would take aerial shots. And that was before Google Maps and all of that. And then he would swing by the houses and people would buy those pictures from him. And I remember looking at the aerial shot going, oh, I helped build that. Oh, I helped do this. Oh, I helped tear that one down. You know, looking at old pictures and stuff. And I always thought it was kind of fun. Okay, I'm going to read a couple of comments here just so that the audience doesn't think that they completely lost us.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, they went way off topic.
We quit making it about you and we made it about us. What can we say?
About us. Mm.
All right. So we have my Christmas present this year was the Level 1 online QHHT course.
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
All right, Elizabeth. I was the only, it was the only thing I truly wanted. To say I'm excited would be an understatement. And I agree because that I remember when I did my course and I'm looking at April for level two. See, if I say it out loud, it just creates a manifest.
Yeah, it made it even more real.
Yeah. It feels like, it almost feels like I'm right there. And
wonderful.
Exactly. Let's see. Sarah says, I personally love spiritual awakening. Showing my spiritual gift is expanding and remembering my reincarnation, but at the same time is overwhelming. And that can be. I am anemic because using my energy to help others. By any chance, you heard of this? Oh, okay. So by helping the others, I hope I understand this, Sarah. You're saying that you're becoming anemic by sharing your energies and gifts with others. And is that something you've heard of, Julia?
No. Usually, I mean, I've heard of where some people say they feel drained afterwards, but I've never heard of them getting anemic from doing it. So, I would need more information on that and see there's more need of information. That's all I'm feeling. There's something missing there.
Yeah. okay. So I'm just looking at it energetically. See if I can see anything there for you, Sarah. Because usually when I'm running energy, I feel very charged by the end of it. Unless I go if I go too long, then I'll be exhausted. But, you know, a couple of hours is usually.
Yeah, it usually feeds you. It usually goes right through you or it feeds you. There's usually no depletion. You know, it's like, I never felt. I mean, it's like it's only draining if you're giving and not receiving as well. But if you know how to do it. I mean, if you're doing it, I'm not going to say if you know how to do it, but if you're doing it correctly, you're usually being fed at the same time. So that's why I'm saying I feel like there's a need for more information. There's something else happening there.
I would recommend doing an energy clearing. Now, keep in mind, we're not doctors. We're going to make that disclosure right now. We are not doctors. But energetically, I feel like the energy comes out of your power chakra, which is right by the stomach, and it feels like that just kind of drains you. And then it's hard for your body to, the physical body is affected by that. So make sure that before you're working with someone to ground out and then I'm reading something else I got pushed in here. Okay. So ground out, and then at the end of the session, make sure that you're clearing the energy of others and replenishing your energy, and make sure you're not going too long. And if you're just pretty new at this still, then, you know, maybe start off with a half hour and work up to an hour of doing work, because sometimes I find that, like, doing energy work like Reiki will – tire me out quicker. quicker than doing readings. I could sit and do a reading with somebody and 3 hours will go by and it'll feel like 10 minutes. But if I'm doing Reiki, it's a little more taxing on the body. I'm standing, I'm moving around. So it depends on what you're doing, but definitely do some energy clearing, call in your angels, have them remove all the energy that's not serving you and fill you with love and light and replenish and ground out. Okay. And then Elizabeth is saying that the videos for your QHHT level one. By the way, you guys, if you are interested in QHHT, that is, I'm going to have you say it because I think I say it wrong. It's quantum healing hypnotherapy, right? Or is it hypnosis? Therapy?
No, quantum healing hypnosis technique.
Technique. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so that's a course that you can get online, and I'm going to have Julia talk about it just a little bit here. But what Elizabeth is saying is that the videos are amazing quality, and she loves the books that you guys recommend to go with it. And she's very completely drawn to it. So let's talk a little bit about QHHT.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
just to give the rest of the audience, if they're not familiar mm-hmm. with it, I want them to know what it is that means.
Sure. QHHT, or Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, is a method that my mother created over decades of working with clients and of thousands and thousands of clients. Just my goodness. And she ended up writing 19 books over her lifetime and career of working with people. And through that, she learned this whole healing aspect and everything from it. But it's just this beauty of being able to work with people and connect them to their higher aspect of themselves. And it's just gorgeous how it works, connecting them to get all their own answers to any questions they could want. And with that process, you're able to, because it's their own answers, you're able to get healing if it's appropriate, because that's what illnesses are just messages that the body's trying to deliver. Of things that need to happen, whatever. It's not illnesses for what the appearance's sake. They're just messages. So once you get what the message is trying to be, then it can go away. And so that's just part of the answers, that you're getting and receiving. And so once you get that and you're able to take action on it and you get a whole new perspective or any of those things, that's what this whole thing is, when you get this higher perspective of information from this part of yourself, it allows you to see things in a whole different way. And then you take action on that. And that delivers this healing from so many levels.
This stuff is coming in this way. And I don't know how it's coming across anybody, but I'm just like, wow. but that's in essence what's happening is you are connecting to this your higher self, really, and you're getting all the answers that you need. And that's what you're doing when you do this, you're helping other people to do that. So you're helping them to see who they really are. See, that's why I'm so passionate about. See, that's that passion that comes through. you're helping people to see who they really are.
Yeah.
And their power, their abilities, their whatever. It's whatever is right for them at the time. And that's what happens in a session. And then by that, they get healings or it's awakenings, it's whatever's appropriate, and it's just so cool. And that's like you said, it's just, that's why you can do these things, because you can sit there and you can do readings, or readings are very similar as far as, but you're doing it for someone else, where you're doing a session, you're doing it with them and they are doing it for themselves. But you can do these things and be there with them for hours, and it just seems like minutes, because it's just fascinating what comes in and the energy that's there and working with them and everything. So that's the beautiful part. It's just really, really wonderful helping people to see their magnificence and helping people reconnect with their beautiful power. And
you know, there's usually never two sessions that are even close to alike. So it's entertaining for the facilitator as well to be like, ooh, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where are we going here? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's always learning. You always usually many, many times whatever they come in with is a mirror for yourself. And so it's learning for you as well.
Yeah.
You learn from it.
And I think that's exciting. I'm supposed to ask you if you're coming to the Chicago area.
Well, I mean, maybe sometime, but probably not in this next year. I have been instructed by my higher up, diligently instructed. Yes,
that was
a test.
Yeah. I already knew this part that she's about to tell you guys. So, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Oh, that's why you allowed it through, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was instructed by my higher ups, and I have been tested diligently to stop traveling. At least they said for a while, and I have a feeling it's for like this next year, because I have so many things I have to get into place, and I can't do it when I'm continuously traveling, and so it's like I've got to stop for at least this year and get them done, and then I can start moving again. So so I'm going to say not for this year, and then we'll see.
She's been trying to get me in place for
a
long time. Yeah.
Say that again?
I said you've been trying to get me in place for a long time, and it's not working. I'm not behaving. No.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
there's stuff that you have to do, so
mm-hmm.
we'll just
Well, exactly, and I've been trying.
Be
I keep telling them, it's like, gosh, they keep giving me assignments, and I'm like, well, when am I going to do this? How am I going to do it? And they're like, well, if you would stop and stay in one place, you could do it. I'm like, So then they keep hitting me on the head every time. I mean, every time I've gone on a trip, they have done stuff, and it's not an evil force out here doing anything. It's me. It's my higher self. Just hit me over the head, you know, going, hello, you know.
Breathing like Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes it almost sounds like it's someone beating up on me and I'm a victim, but that's never the case. It's me working with my higher self, and we have a plan, and I'm not really, you know, working with myself very well on my plan. So it's just, you know, it's just my higher up going, hello, remember our plan? You're not helping.
Yeah.
so they kind of have to remind me.
And then every
me.
Once in a while over here, I get tapped on the shoulder and said, you need to message Julian.
Uh-huh.
Reminder. And so I think that's great. I'll do that all day long. Give it to me. I'll take on that challenge. So we've got some fun comments that I missed earlier. I'm going to read.
Okay.
Debbie said that one year she got a bag of concrete for her birthday as a practical gift, and she loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Now that's real practical.
Yeah, hubby bought me concrete for my birthday one year. That is very practical, yes. And we got a bunch of, Valene is also a Capricorn. And if I remember right, we're either a day apart or have the same birthday. So that's an awesome time to be born. Just kidding. But she's the same way. She likes her practical gifts. And so that's kind of fun that everybody's got some input with that. And
I bet there's a big story behind the concrete.
There is. And I'm sure Debbie would be willing to share that. Okay, will there be a level 2 online course in the future, or is that something that needs to be taught in person?
That's something I'm working on. That's one of the things I've got to stick around and stay put to work on. So, yes, that's something
maybe I'll film you when I'm there in April.
It does need to be, it's interactive. It needs to be interactive. So there are parts that can be online, but we will still have our interactive parts, and we are working on that for this year. So that's why the schedule looks a little skimpy, and it's because we will have, I am working on doing that. I just don't have it at a point where I can put it on the schedule yet. So, yes, you are the first to hear this. That is my surprise. That's my surprise that I have coming out this year.
Spoiler alert.
So, you heard it here first.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Special edition show. There
That's
you go.
One of my things I'm working on.
Oh, see, that was a bait. That was a bait so that we all hang in there for that other, what else you got?
Yeah.
That'll be good.
A lot of things. Uh-huh. A lot of things that need me to stay put and concentrate and focus.
All right. Well, we won't make you travel. We'll come to you. And
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so we're right there about the halfway mark. And I'm wondering if you're up for doing some reading.
I'll do my best.
And I'm just going to sit here and take notes.
Oh, I know. You're my lifeline.
I'll be nice. And so what I'm going to ask everyone that is on the call line, if you have a question, and there's a couple of numbers here that I don't see it. So if you press the number 1, it will put a question mark by your phone number so that I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I'll think you just called in to listen, because you can do that. You can just call in and listen through your phone versus logging on. So if you have a question, push the number 1. That puts a question mark by your phone number, and that way I know to come find you. So the first one I'm going to pick up is somebody that I harassed earlier thinking she might be you. So I have number 1111. You're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Thank you. This is Trish, and no problem harassing me. At least it made me realize that you noticed me.
Yay, I noticed you. You know why I noticed you is because your phone number comes up all ones.
Yeah,
you called in through Skype.
Sometimes Skype does that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, of course, I noticed you because it means make a wish. So I'm making a wish. I'm wishing that Trish would be the first caller, and it worked.
I think that's great.
It worked out for everyone. So do you have a question?
I do. My question was, if you see my finances changing either with a new job or an increase in salary at my current job or something I haven't even thought of.
Why Julia's thinking about that, I'm going to say thank you for saying or something I haven't even thought of. That right there is this huge open door. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it leaves yourself open to opportunities and possibilities, which is wonderful. And to manifest, and that's what you always want when you're manifesting. You want possibilities and opportunities. And keep doing that, actually. Because that's how you do bring it to you. So let me ask you a question. Do you see yourself increasing? Okay. Then that's what you do. If you see it, then you create it.
Well, I see it. I just don't see the time frame.
It comes when you're ready. I mean, and I know that's always feeling vague and everything, but it's when your frequency matches your vision, then that's when it all comes together.
Okay.
So it's when you have that knowing, and when you are, ooh, I just got all the confirmation chills with that. When you are one with your vision, then that's when it all happens.
Okay.
That makes sense.
As you guys are both talking about this, Trish, it feels like there's a book out there that you will get your hands on that kind of shifts the way you think about money, and then it shifts the way money comes in. So I know that there's a few abundance books out there. Maybe one will catch your eye. but there's a book out there that I think will help this move along a little faster for you and help you get that shift that you're looking for and bring that in a lot quicker for you.
Have you read any of them by, I just went blank, Abraham Hicks?
I have.
Oh, I love the Hicks, yeah.
Okay.
John Rudolph Price was one that I did years ago that he has you do this 40-day thing in his little, and it's just a little green book, and it's the abundance book. I don't know if that's the one that you'll want to do. Just trust what you're drawn to, but
It
definitely gives you a shift in perspective about, for me, it was kind of the first aha moment was how much power I was giving money, and it's a big, big thing to realize how much power we give a piece of paper. So, you know, but yeah, I do think that you have a shift coming with that. And then that if you find the right book, it'll help you to have that aha moment a lot faster.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you for
You're
holding
welcome.
On even after I harassed you.
No problem.
Okay. You have a good night. Okay. All right.
It's about that frequency, because that's everything. My legs just really started. I got that confirmation.
And the fun part is the phone number was all ones, which ones are reminders
that's really
to
cool.
watch our thoughts. Thoughts are created. So very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. You ready for me to spin the wheel again? See who our next lucky contestant is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aren't you guys glad we call you contestants? 8860, you are on the air. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hello. Who do we have?
Hello. This is Emla.
Emla? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
And do you have a question for Julia?
I do. I was wondering, do you see me rekindling something with a guy named Jay, or is it somebody else who's coming in as far as a relationship?
Well, hi, Emla. Is Emla, is that right?
Hi.
Well, talk to me about Jay.
It's interesting. I met him about over a year ago, and we just had this, it was not only magnetic, it was more spiritual when we first connected. It was very powerful, very intense. I feel like it's hard to describe. It feels like he's a twin flame kind of energy. But right now he's very distant. It's very detached. That's the word between both of us. I'm not doing anything, and neither, he's kind of in his own world, and so am I. Kind of thing right now. Yeah.
So. Okay. And so you want something, or what are you putting out there?
Well, I would like something I just don't know what you see for his, or if you feel his frequency, what he feels for me. It's very confusing because it's very, I don't know what it is. It's like push-pull kind of thing. But I let him be. I'm not exactly chasing him around at all, for that matter. So I'm just kind of letting it be and let him do his thing to figure it out. I guess that's where I'm at. So I don't know what he feels. I don't know even if he even wants to pursue something or not.
Okay. I'm trying to get your vibrations here and see what you want.
Yeah. I'm confused, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking. Mm-hmm.
I'm just confused because, honestly, I really tried the heart wants to do what it wants to do. I've been trying to let go of him for months now.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm not talking a couple of months either. It just, something pulls me back in to the frequency, that the connection that we had. And he's just so, it's kind of like he's in a different zone. Although, you know, he is a professor, and I'm actually going to speak, because he speaks at the university. Actually, I graduated from there. So I'm going to be his guest speaker in January or February.
Mm-hmm.
So
you'll be seeing him then.
Yeah, I'm speaking there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, your confusion, you know, I think, yeah, your confusion is actually creating this, okay?
Okay.
So when you decide what it is you really want, then everything will start conforming to that decision.
Yeah.
Okay? So
right.
As long as you're in this confused and you're not certain state, then it's all going to stay in this real
right.
ambivalent state. So,
right.
And I know people want, but I want to know what's going to happen. Well, nothing's going to happen until you decide what you want, okay? Because we are manifestors, we are creators, and things are, they revolve around what we create. And everything is, they're actors, and they are part, they're playing roles in our plays that we are writing, and we are script writing here, you know, we are the stars in our own shows, you know, and so you are the one that's creating this and these, you know, and everything. And when you're being confused and especially, you see, you've got a lot of emotions going into this, so that's creating this.
I agree. I completely agree, but it's also that sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't know what I want, and I don't even know what to do. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty much. I'm not even asking you what should I do. I
mm-hmm.
just don't know where to even
mm-hmm.
begin. You know what I mean? Because it's just so weird.
You know,
it's just so intense. It's like two steps forward, two steps back. This is exactly
mm-hmm.
to describe him
Can
and I.
Can I jump in with
yeah.
something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So as you're talking, I keep thinking of this Greg Braden video that I watched, or audio, whatever it was. And he talks about meeting this woman that he was very drawn to. And that synchronicity kept crossing their paths, and they would have these conversations. And he was just very drawn to this woman. But it wasn't necessarily meant for a romantic relationship. It was just all of these things that she represented for him.
Okay.
And so as I'm hearing you talk about this, what I'm seeing in this picture here is that Jay represents a lot of things for you, a lot of things that you are capable of, ready to achieve. And so it makes us drawn to somebody that is doing something or has something that we're looking at that we would like to create in our own lives or see. Another thing that we do is we see things in other people that we really
mm-hmm.
like or really enjoy, and what we're not realizing is that that's an aspect of ourselves that's ready to come out. And so that's why
right.
we're drawn
okay.
to it. So
mm-hmm.
I want to look at,
Very good
look
point.
At that
mm-hmm.
avenue of it and see what it is about Jay that is pulling you in, because I have a feeling there's a lot of things there that are kind of showing you pieces of you that you would like
to
emerge.
Oh, absolutely. That's,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so intense about it is that, I mean, I saw me. I think he did too. Like, it was just so, the word is instant and intense. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was just so
yeah.
magnetic. And every time, it's like nothing ever changes. It could be months. It could be a year. Nothing ever changes because the frequency knows. I mean, it's the brain and the ego that just says, has other intentions or other whatever. But
I'm going to give you some homework. I want you to look up The Seven Unseen Mirrors by Greg Braden. He tells the story, and I think that you'll be able to relate to that. And I've got 100 callers on here, so it's The Seven Unseen Mirrors.
Can you just repeat that again? I just don't want to miss that. Just please repeat it. The Greg Braden referral.
Greg Braden, Seven Unseen Mirrors.
Seven Unseen Mirrors?
It's with an E, okay. Unseen Mirrors, but you could probably just put in Seven Mirrors by Greg Braden and it'd probably come up.
Okay.
So Google that. Okay. And I think that's a wonderful thing for anyone in the audience because it really explains how we see the world when you go through these seven different mirrors of how the world reflects back to you. And it's quite incredible.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great thing for anybody to look at that as they go out into the world to just evolve in their own spirituality, is to realize that what they're looking at is a mirror back to them of something, a belief, of whatever it might be. So, look at that.
Okay.
And then I got to get to the next caller, sweetie.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Wonderful. I love when the callers call in and we get these stories and we're able to see those things. And then, because I know that there's multiple people listening that can benefit from hearing what the callers are getting for their answers. I'm going to read one out of the chat room here real quick. And it says, this is Kevin in the chat room. So I have a question. I've recently been presented with an opportunity for relocating from New York City to Tennessee. I do feel this is the result of much self-work. I'd be starting from scratch, but I'm really considering it. I wondered if there are any messages from Spirit in reference to this. Thank you.
Okay. All I'm hearing is this one line. I mean, first of all, it's like, oh, man, that's so open and vague. It's like I like to have a little bit more information, you know, because it's as you talk to me, then I get my information. And these are just one-liners.
Okay,
Anyway,
let me give you a little history if you want. You want history want to go?
Well, no, it's okay. But what I got, I mean, as I was doing that, I was like, okay, that's not, I have nothing to work with here, you know. But I'm like, okay, you have anything? All I got was go for it. I'm like, well, okay, maybe that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's been working a long time at getting into a job change and getting out of the space he's in. And this, to me, it feels like this, not only is this going to get him out of this job that has been a thorn in his side for so long, but it's going to get him out of the energy of the city, of New York as well. And I think it's going to just give him, the income might be different or the job or starting from the bottom, as he says, but are starting from scratch, not the bottom, starting from scratch. And that's okay because it's just going to be so fresh and new that it's going to go a lot quicker than he thinks. Any of the rough, the transition stuff is going to go a lot quicker than he thinks it will. So
It'll be an adjustment, and don't expect things to be like they were in New York, but I don't think you do. So you already know there will be an adjustment there. Just go with it. Just have fun with it. But they're saying go for it. Just
go for it.
You'll be surprised. Just have fun. Everything's flowing, and just have fun. They just keep saying, have fun. So just have fun.
Have fun.
No expectations, just have fun. Yeah.
Okay, and let's take on the next caller here. Caller 6393, you're on the air. Who do we have?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Hi, Julia. It's very a pleasure to hear you.
Your way.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you and your mom. Your mom guided me super in my spiritual awakening in 2012. My question is that in those spiritual awakening, I had a lot of downloads who I really was in my past life, mm-hmm. being the Enoch tribe and all that stuff. I'm happily married with my husband. I saw synchronicity numbers everywhere, so I've been guided all the way until I finally completed my mission, got the house, have the kid, have everything what I needed, and I'm only 28 with three kids. And everybody like, wow, Sarah did the best. But one day I, like only 2 months living in my new house, I had a dream that about my reincarnation of my twin flame. And I promised him that he sacrificed himself. Like someone, it was like a war or something in the future. It was like very futuristic. And he just saved my life. And I promised him that I will, next life, I will be with him. And it's my husband's mm-hmm. cousin. And I was like, I felt the love, like, it's like the Holy Spirit entered my heart. And it's very confusing. I tried to find books and compare, and nobody understand me. And after that, a week later, his cousin texts me. And I was like, okay, like everything is like I'm attracting stuff towards me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard this kind of stuff.
Okay, so his cousin texted you like in that manner or what?
Well, pursuing to me, like, you know, he
mm-hmm.
he said that the first day he met me, he thought it's something I'm really connected with him. And I said, well,
mm-hmm.
why you never talked to me? And also the day I met him is the synchronicity number 2 for me, 9/10.
Mm-hmm.
And also he just barely had a son, 9/10. I predict his wife's miscarriage also. And I read everybody. And
mm-hmm.
He just curious, but at the same time, he don't want to tell me the truth that he's gifted, because I know he's really gifted. I think he's scared of me, knowing who he is, and I know who he is. I'm nobody to judge. I'm not perfect either. That's what I'm trying to explain. But I had the spark with him, and paranormal mm-hmm. happened. Like the lights was in and out, and I told him, you see, this is real. All of this is energy. You need to talk to your higher self. And she just looked at me like weird. And
okay.
But at the same time,
let's go. Go ahead. At the same time.
At the same time, I feel a big betrayal of myself for my husband. Like
mm-hmm.
my husband, he's a good man, a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
okay.
Really
that's what I was going to ask you. That dream or the when you saw the future Istic life. What?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it was his cousin. What kind of time period or where the futuristic life, where, you know, what kind
we
of time period?
Basically, we have a metal angel wings. We are like helpers to protect the earth. Some
mm-hmm.
negative forces enter our planet, and we're flying on the sky and fighting with lasers and all that stuff, like Star Wars way. And then when someone just shot one of my wings, it was made of metal, and I saw from the sky, and he chased after me. But I fell on the ground, but not very hard, so I hide myself because I no way I have no armor or nothing to battle myself. But the bad guys follow him, so he just pushed me down, and I said, be careful, I'm behind you. You have the bad guys are behind you. And so he turned around. The beam light is like Star Wars, like the beam light went straight to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cried over him, and I said, the next life, I will be with you.
And you said that was a futuristic life, though?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to
have to
I knew it was the future.
What's the actual question? And then we're going to have to speed this along because I have other callers
right.
that are probably
yeah. I think
my
question is, yeah,
it's
about,
question
the,
is
it's like, about the cousin.
I know it's wrong infidelity, but at the same time, I'm just really confused.
Yeah.
Like, I'm continuing what I really love to do, or I had to break this.
Okay, I think, right now, that veil is so thin, and it's just allowing us to see other lives, and sometimes we're even seeing parallel lives, and we're seeing other dimensions and everything. We're seeing other things that are happening along the sides of lives that we're living now. And in those lives, we have people that are in this life as well, because a lot of times we come back with people. We're in lives, you know, we have the same people that we like to have. We come back in groups, you know, we are with them in many lives together. And so I think it's just bleed overs. You're just seeing, you know, you're seeing these other lives. And so here you have, it's not that saying that you have to leave him. I think it's just another life that you've got. It's a parallel life that's going on that you were shown. It's just another life. It's not saying, hey, this is what you've got to do now. I think it's just showing you this is what is also happening in another dimension. And just to let you know, this is why you feel this connection, because this is happening in another dimension, in another time. And just to let you know, that's it. That's what's going on.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And that's it. So, yeah. But right now, this is where you are with these characters. Remember, they're all characters, and just, you know, play out the parts that you've got now with who you've got now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
But you know that what's going on with the other, but you just like watching movies, you know, okay, here's who the characters are, and this is who they were before, and who they are in other times. And then, just trying to keep them straight. But it can get confusing when you can see them all.
like I did a promise to him when he died, and I thought, like, I have to make up that promise right now.
Yeah. No, and that's part of it, is just realizing, okay, well, you know, this is on this other level. We made this promise, and now, you know, this is why we're close now in this life. But, you know, this is who I'm with now. I'm with him, but we're still on the soul level. We have this connection. But, you know, you have connections with many souls.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
you're
thank
welcome.
You,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay. That one was.
Well, that's an interesting one because that is starting to happen where people are consciously aware of other lives, and that can be a tickler, a tricky one there.
I don't know about you. Have you had more experiences like that? Because I know that's happened over here a few times where I've had to explain other dimensions, other realities, playing out a life there, more than one life, all that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Usually it's, you know, it happens in a session so they can kind of see it for what it is. But you do get it once in a while where it's happening consciously and they have to start, it's like, oh, figuring it out. Yeah. Because it can get confusing.
It really can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can get attached to both lifetimes. And just
absolutely.
Like we saw here, where it makes it very confusing what's happening. This is
right.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get our next victim on the line here. 7123, you are
no
next.
Victims. No victims.
No victims.
We are all
Hello?
In charge.
Hi. Who are we talking with?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. And
Hi,
did
Nicole.
You have a question for Julia?
Yes, my question is about my current relationship. How do you see that going into the new year?
How do you see it going?
I like how she always turns it around on you guys.
Oh, don't you? Don't you though? Because I want you to be in charge of your life, not me.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Say that again. I missed part of that.
Oh, I see it going steady.
Okay. Do you want it to go steady?
Yeah.
Okay, then why were you asking me that question?
I was just asking.
The okay. curious.
Is there anything going on that makes you feel like it wouldn't go steady?
Sometimes.
Okay. So you're the creator and you're the manifester here. So what are you going to create?
Positive energy.
You know, and it's you. You know, like by you questioning, I mean, actually my first question is actually the whole thing, the crux of it, so I guess that's why I did it. My first statement, I said, in fact, what did I say? So I must not, it wasn't my statement. It was them, see? God. Oh, Tracy.
And we pull her out of her box. No.
Oh,
you got
man.
That.
Okay.
You got it.
Because what did I say? I said, I said, how do you see it going? Because I said, it's your life, not mine.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, that's one of the things, you guys, that I love about Julia. She's going to empower you. She's going to empower you to look at the areas you want to have shift and know that you can create that. So keep going. I'm listening.
I hope you don't take it like I'm. I hope you take it the way I mean it when I say that. Because I used to ask these very same questions. I swear to you, I really did. I would call psychics and I would ask the exact same questions. And not realizing that I was the one that was creating all these situations. And I just kept asking them, wanting them to tell me what was going on and what was going to happen and all these things. It was like, then one day I realized, oh, I'm the one that can determine that. I was like, So that's what I want you to understand. You can do it. It's all up to you. And so when you ask me that question, let's just turn it around and how about just make it a statement, you know? I'll just turn back and ask you, well, how do you see it happening? And then just make it a statement, you know?
Well,
so how do you see it?
I see you going steady.
Okay. Okay. And if that's what you want, then let's make it happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now,
bye-bye.
Before we've run out of time, what I would like to do is bring everyone's attention to the fact that you have a website. They can find information. There's been a couple inquiries about the QHHT courses. So how do people find all this information?
Okay. I have my personal website is juliacannon.com. JuliaCannon. I don't think I have everything. Well, I think I have the schedule up to date through the end of the year, but I don't have next year's schedule up on there yet. But at least you can have, it has some information on there. But since I keep it up myself, that's why it lacks sometimes.
I have one of those.
As far as for information on the courses and everything, all of that is on the QHHT official site, so that's QHHTofficial.com. So QH as in Harry, Harry, Tom, official.com.
And I'm putting both of those in the chat room on Facebook. I will share it in the chat room on Blog Talk as well, just so that you guys know on Blog Talk that does disappear when the show ends. So, you know, if you want the information, come over to Heart and Soul Radio Chat on Facebook, and I'll have it over there. So,
okay, super. And then also, like, everything about my mother, Dolores Cannon, that's there's some on there, and there's also on her site, DoloresCannon.com. So she's the founder of the technique, and you can get everything you need there. And then we also have our publishing company's website where you can get all of her books as well as all of our other authors. So anything metaphysical you could ever want is there, and that's on ozarkmt.com, so O-Z-A-R-K-M-T.com. And we put on a couple of conferences a year, and that's our UFO conference in April in Eureka Springs, and then we have our transformation conference, and that's our metaphysical conference in the summer every year. So
and,
also in Eureka.
And you also have a radio show, so let's get that out there.
I do. That airs on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 5 Pacific, on bbsradio.com. I had to think about that for a second. Where am I?
Who am I? I mean, what am I?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah,
where am
who,
I?
Who, what, where, when? I don't know. Yeah, we're just all over the airwaves.
Yeah, turn something on. You're bound to find her. Okay,
yeah.
I think we have time for probably one more caller. So are you up for
that?
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring on 3033. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Vince.
Hi, Vince.
And I'm calling from New York. Yeah, Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Yeah, my question is this. I'm really scared right now because I was just fired from my job after being there for 6 weeks. They didn't tell me why or anything. And then on top of that, I do have a seasonal job right now, which I'm at right now. So if you hear some background noise, that's what it is. But I thought I was going to get this job at a brewery, and they turned me down. I applied for another position there. I'm waiting to hear. And other than me going for a job interview in about 2 weeks, I have no other prospects, and I'm scared to death because I've got bills that I can't pay or anything. So what do you see? Do you see me getting a full-time job, or am I going to lose everything and be on the streets or what? Because I'm really scared to death, especially with my wife.
Well, first of all, you as long as you do things in fear, you're not going to get anything, okay? Because that blocks everything. It blocks the energy. It blocks anything from happening. So you've got to step out of that fear energy.
Okay.
Because you'll just be blocking everything that you do. All right? So even if
all
I
right.
saw that you get the most magnificent thing, I mean, that it could be standing right there for you to grab and get, and it'd be wonderful, you would actually be blocking it from happening because you are so scared. Okay?
I know. I mean, I'm trying to remain positive and see myself
mm-hmm.
getting this job that I'm going to for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
in 2 weeks, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just really hard knowing what
sure.
I'm facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't even
okay.
have money for Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm. You,
so
I'm feeling,
can I
all I'm hearing is trust. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I was getting is that there's some resources out there that you're not using.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it got really loud. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. But there are some resources out there that are going to help you get by, and that part, I'm seeing that you need to reach out and ask for some help. And is that an area that you struggle in, letting other people help you? Is that hard
yeah.
for you to do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, it
yeah.
is.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I've done this. And
uh-huh.
you're telling me we didn't have money for Thanksgiving. I've been there as a single mom. And the challenge that I had to overcome was my ego. And I needed to let go
yeah.
of my pride and my ego and let other people help me. And when I did that, my entire life changed. So
yeah.
I urge you to let other people help, to ask for help, because when you allow someone else to help, you're giving them a gift as well. You're not just receiving a gift. You're allowing them the gift of giving, which is a very wonderful thing. Most everyone will say, does giving feel good? Yeah. So There's always got to be somebody that you see. I love the background that we're getting.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's what it is.
I'm sorry. It's just the whole work thing. Yeah, it's a seasonal
job
that I'm doing.
So my advice, I'm going to keep mine short so that you have Julia back, but in my experience, holding gratitude and allowing others to give to you and knowing when to ask for help, those were the things that I needed to learn and needed to let go of the pride and ego. So that's my temple, and I'm going to hand it back to Julia.
Okay.
Well, and that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect, Tracy, because, see, when you have that, see, when you do that, you let go of all that other, that fear thing, and you start, and you're trusting and allowing the universe to provide. And when you do that, then it will come. It will all come to you. Everything, and you're accepting everything, and you're trusting. And you're not in fear anymore. And then it allows, I'm telling you, my whole body is buzzing right now. That's confirmation. So just let go. Let go of all of your fear. And just like Tracy just said, just let others help you. Ask for help and allow it. Have gratitude for the lessons that it's teaching you. And whatever it helps, whatever you're learning from all of it.
Okay, so do you see me getting the job that I'm going for in 2 weeks? It's a medical supply warehouse company.
When you do X, Y, and Z, do these steps. I mean, you've got to go through some other points, other things first. And so when you have done whatever, then... I don't know if it'll be that one. They're saying or something better. I just heard or something better.
I was going to jump in with that as well. Yeah.
Super.
Okay. Do you know how long?
You need to keep applying for other things because I have a feeling something even better is going to show up for you. So
they say when you're ready, what I'm hearing. When you're ready, then that or something better.
And don't worry, you're going to get
Okay, maybe.
By.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to do
All
it.
Right.
Yeah. You're
going to
be
fine.
They're going to take care of you. You just got to allow it. Okay.
All right. But you don't see a time frame.
When you're ready.
It's hard to do time frames because, God's more interested in changing you than your situation. So be willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
okay.
The sooner you can let go and shift into just being in the allowing, you're going to attract a better job than the one that you're looking at right now. But,
absolutely.
You need to keep applying is what I keep hearing. You need to keep applying the other job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a good night.
Yeah.
You're in our thoughts and prayers, Vince. So we're there
Thanks.
With you. We want you to succeed. Keep us posted.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vince.
Okay. Well, that's another wonderful example of how we can really change our lives. And boy, did I resonate to that too. It's like,
I can hear it in your voice. I could really hear it. But like you said, that's when we learn the most is when we're in those kind of situations. I mean,
If I can make somebody else's journey on that a little shorter by sharing mine, then by all means, God
absolutely.
Put the right people in my life at the right time, and it didn't feel good when I was going through it, but my gosh, did it change. It changed my heart in big ways. Allow people to help and to be there for me, and in hindsight, it was an amazing experience. It just takes a little bit to get over pride and ego sometimes, but there's a lot of us out there struggling with those kind of things.
Like you told him, he keeps wanting a time frame, but it could be a day, it could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. I mean, it depends on you and how fast you're going to, however you're going to do the process. It's not up to us. It's you. You're back to you.
Yeah, back to you. What a way to end the show, Julia. That was awesome. Nailed it. Okay, you guys, we only have a few seconds left. Thank you for joining us. And I'll see you again here next week. Thank you. Thank you, Julia, for being my guest. And
oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.